Welcome in. In this lesson, we're taking an old school dub siren, the kind that's usually all mid-range chaos and rave attitude, and we're converting it into something that actually moves air, a tight, controlled, club-ready low end that still feels like a siren, but holds its own under rolling breakbeats at 170+. The big idea is simple. We're going to split the job into two layers. One layer keeps the personality, the nasty, lo-fi, talky siren character. The other layer does the real weight, a clean sub that follows the siren's pitch movement so the room shakes, but the mix stays clean. So first, do the DNB reality check. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Load a breakbeat, like an amen or think, and put in a basic kick pattern, even if it's just a guide, because if you design bass in solo, it will lie to you. The break will expose everything: too much mud, not enough space, and whether your sidechain timing actually grooves. Now let's get your siren into the right form. If you've got a siren audio sample, drag it onto an audio track. If it's a one-shot or a short hit, you can usually leave warp off. If it's a longer siren that you want to sit in time with the project, turn warp on and use Complex Pro, then set the segment BPM so it behaves. Either way, find the cleanest section of the sample. Less noise, clearer tone, less random pitch wobble. Trim it down and consolidate so you're working with a focused piece of audio. But for this specific lesson, the best workflow is to make it playable as an instrument, because we want to control pitch and glide like a real DNB bass. So drop the siren into Simpler on a MIDI track. Put Simpler in classic mode. Turn loop on. Then adjust the loop length until it cycles smoothly. If you get clicks, don't fight it for 5 minutes. Just add a small fade, somewhere around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Set voices to 1, so it's mono, and then dial in glide, around 80 to 140 milliseconds as a starting point. That glide is the siren language. Quick coaching note here: glide timing is groove timing. If your glide is too long at 174, the note center arrives late, and the bass feels like it's smearing over the kick pattern. A good test is to shorten glide until the siren still talks, but the pitch lands before the next kick or ghost kick hit. Next step, tuning. Don't skip this. Low end only hits right when pitch is intentional. Drop a tuner after Simpler. Play a note, or trigger your MIDI clip, and listen for the most stable tone you can find. Sirens are often messy, so don't stress if it's not perfect. Find the home bass note it keeps circling around. Then in Simpler, adjust transpose until that main tone sits in your track's key. For drum and bass, a lot of heavy tunes sit around F, F sharp, or G, because the fundamentals land in a club-friendly zone. Just so you can sanity check it, F1 is about 43.65 Hz, F-sharp 1 is about 46.25, G1 is 49 Hz. If you're in F but it feels weirdly weak, it's often not the synth, it's the phrase. Make sure you actually resolve to F1 sometimes, even if you do bends and passing notes on the way there. Now we build the sublayer. This is where the floor shaking part comes from. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Turn it into a pure sub. Oscillator A on a sine wave, and turn off oscillators B, C, and D. Set it to mono, voices to 1. Turn glide on, maybe 60 to 120 milliseconds. We don't need the sub doing huge syrupy slides, we just need it to follow the siren's movement in a controlled way. Now make the sub follow the siren musically. If your siren is already being driven by MIDI and Simpler, copy that MIDI clip over to the operator track. Perfect. Same notes, same rhythm, same bends. If your siren is still audio only, don't get stuck trying to auto-detect pitch. Just write a MIDI clip by ear that matches the rises and falls. That's honestly the old school method, and it's usually faster. Then do a little sub cleanup. After operator, add auto filter. Use a 24 dB low pass. Set cutoff around 120 to 180 Hz, so it stays pure. If you want, add a touch of drive, but keep it subtle. And here's a key teacher note: decide who owns the pitch. If your siren sample has unstable pitch, you let operator be the pitch authority. That means the sub is locked to exact MIDI notes, and the siren becomes texture and harmonics on top. That one decision prevents the classic wobbly sub problem on big systems, where the low end feels seasick. Now we combine everything into one playable instrument so it's easy to write and automate. On your siren MIDI track, create an instrument rack. Make two chains. Chain 1 is Simpler, and we'll call it character. Chain 2 is operator, and we'll call it sub. Now one MIDI clip triggers both layers together. That's the workflow sweet spot. Sound design, arrangement, and automation all in one place. While you're here, map a few macros so it performs like an instrument, One macro for the siren filter cutoff, one for distortion amount on the character layer, one for sublevel, one for glide time, and optionally one for reverb send, but only for builds, not for the main drop. Alright, let's make the character chain hit like DNB, not like a random sample. On the character chain, first put EQ8, high pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. The reason is simple. The sub layer owns the sub. If the siren keeps low-end rumble, it'll smear and fight your clean sign. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 500. If it needs to cut through the break, a small boost around 1.5 to 3K can help it speak without turning up. Next, add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great start. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then match output so you're not getting fooled by loudness. Then add auto filter for movement. Low pass 12 or 24 dB, and plan to automate the cutoff. This is where you get that classic wah sweep. You can also add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so it responds to no changes. Then, because we're in Live 12, you can use roar or overdrive. Use it as a harmonics generator, not as a destroy everything button. Tube or warm styles are a good place to start. And a pro safety move, high pass before roar, around 150 Hz, so you don't chew up the low end with distortion artifacts. After that, add utility and keep the width conservative. In DNB, especially anything rolling or jungle leaning, you want the bass mostly mono. Think 0 to 30% width on the character layer, and even that is optional. Now the sub chain. Keep this boring on purpose. EQ8, rolling off anything above roughly 120 to 200 Hz. Then a very gentle saturator, like 1 to 3 dB drive, soft clip on. This is not for fuzz, this is for translation, so the sub reads on more systems. Then utility, width at 0%, hard mono. If at any point you start hearing clicks or pops when notes change, don't assume simpler is broken. Pops can come from DC offset or waveform asymmetry introduced by saturation and distortion. Put a utility after the heavy distortion stage and enable DC removal. That one move can clean up mystery clicks instantly. Now we add sidechain, because DNB low end has to breathe under breaks. Put a compressor on either the rack output or just on the sub chain. Turn on sidechain and select your kick. If your kick pattern is messy because it's buried in breaks, create a ghost kick, a clean muted kick playing a tight two-step-ish pattern that you don't hear, but the compressor listens to. This makes the bass consistent even when the drums are chopped like crazy. Starting settings. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so a bit of bass transient gets through. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and tweak it until it bounces with the groove. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. And if you want to level up, do 2 rate sidechaining. Compressor A on the sub keyed by the ghost kick, fast release for bounce. Compressor B on the rack output keyed by the snare, slower release, just 1 to 2 dB, so the siren harmonics don't mask the snare crack. That keeps the backbeat feeling expensive. Alright, arrangement. This is where it stops being a cool sound and becomes a DNB record. Try a call and response with a break. Bars 1 and 2, a short siren phrase, maybe 2 notes with glide. Bars 3 and 4, leave space and let the break get it speak. Then repeat, but change one thing. Pitch it down, or filter it lower, or shorten the phrase. Try a classic drop impact trick. Before the drop, automate the character filter closing down toward 200 Hz. And reduce reverb. Make it feel like it's being choked. At the drop, open the filter slightly and increase distortion a bit. Not double, just like 10 to 20% more intensity. That reads as bigger without actually turning it up. Try the siren dive into a landing note. Do a bend down, then land on the root for a full bar with less modulation. That landing discipline is what makes the chaos feel intentional. Every 4 or 8 bars, give the dance floor a clear root anchor. And one more advanced arrangement move. The pressure curve. Over 8 bars, slowly open the character cutoff to build excitement, but at the same time, automate the sub level down by 1 to 2 dB. Your ears hear rising energy, but the mix doesn't get swallowed by low end. Then at the reset or drop, snap the cutoff slightly lower and bring the sub back to full. Counterintuitive, but it works constantly in heavy music. Now final mix checks, because guessing is not a method. Put spectrum on the rack output. Look for a stable fundamental around 40 to 60 Hz depending on key. If it's all over the place, your sub MIDI is probably not resolving clearly, or your processing is introducing extra low junk. Do a mono check. Put utility on the master and set width to 0 temporarily. If your bass changes dramatically, you've got stereo or phase issues somewhere. Sub should barely change in mono, because it should already be mono. And here's a really practical calibration trick. If you tend to build bass too hot, temporarily put a limiter on the master and set the ceiling to -6 dB. Now balance kick and sub so the limiter barely touches. Then remove the limiter. This keeps you from accidentally designing a bass that only feels good because it's clipping everything. Let's wrap it with the big takeaways. You built a two-layer Siren bass rack, character plus sub. You tuned it, and you decided who owns the pitch so the low end stays confident. You added harmonics to the character layer so it translates, but kept the sub clean and mono. You sidechained it so the breakbeats can breathe and the groove stays rolling. And you've got arrangement moves that feel authentic to jungle and DNB, call and response, dives, landing notes, and pressure curve automation. Mini challenge before you move on. Make a 16-bar phrase at 174. Bars 1 and 2, two notes with glide. Bars 3 and 4, one long root note. Repeat, and vary it every 4 bars with either cutoff automation or a different ending note that resolves back to the root. Then A and B test it, with and without the sub layer, and with and without sidechain. If those differences don't feel massive, something's off.